Audible Inc. presents Bailout Nation, How Greed and Easy Money Corrupted Wall Street and Shook the World Economy, by Barry Ritholtz with Aaron Task. Read by Bill Quinn.
Introduction. Owe the bank $100? That's your problem. Owe the bank $100 million? That's the bank's problem. J.P. Getty. We like to think of the United States as a rugged country of determined, self-reliant individuals. The iconic image is the American cowboy. You can picture him on a cattle drive, watching warily over his herd. All he needed to get by were his wits, his horse, and his trusty Winchester. This idealized vision of America is fading fast, rendered moot by present-day cattle rustlers. The new gauchos ride not on the range, but on the financial vistas. Instead of herding cattle, they rope derivatives, wrangle financial instruments, and round up paper wealth. The differences between the modern-day cowboys slash bankers and the ranch hands of the Old West are many, not the least of which is monetary. Today's banker rustler makes a whole lot more money than the frontiersman did in the past. But there is another crucial difference between the two, the individualist part. The newfangled herdsman may look rugged, but he sure as hell ain't independent. The modern cowpoke has become way too reliant on a different sort of cavalry, Uncle Sam, and all the taxpayers that support him. How did we go from being a nation that revered the idea of a self-reliant Bronco Buster into something else entirely? What turned us into a nanny state for well-paid bankers? How did the good old U.S. of A. turn into a bailout nation? That is what this audiobook is about. It's easy to understand why bailout is such a dirty word in the American financial vernacular. There are many reasons, but I want to focus on the three biggest ones. First, there is something inherently unjust about some people getting a free ride when everyone else has to pay his or her own way. We Americans are always willing to lend a hand to someone down on their luck, but that is not what the current crop of bailouts is about. This is the government financially rescuing people despite, or perhaps because of, their own enormous recklessness and incompetence. This inequity is especially galling to those of us who work in the financial markets. Wall Street has long been a brutal meritocracy. Success is based on skills and smarts and the relentless ability to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?